Back here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, Rangers get at it tonight. Will Warren on the mound for the New York Yankees. And you will have Nathan Eovaldi, the July Pitcher of the Month for the American League, on the hill for the Rangers out there. And here's something I need out of y'all. I need Rangers fans to cover up the Yankees fans tonight. Did you hear last night? By the way, Paul Goldschmidt, whatever, bro, he crushed that one. He looked like he knew that pitch, too.
Hey.
That one, it hit off the wall at the second level. And I was like, oh, but you heard the Yankees fans erupt in that stadium. And I know there were some comments about it last night as well. I need Rangers fans louder. And that's not me saying y'all weren't good last night. I'm just saying I want more. And I don't think there's a problem with wanting more out of you guys, because
we got loud with that Jock Peterson hit.
If we want to make that run, if we want to go to that next place, we all got to invest in this thing now. So Rangers fans, they gave you a reason last night. Give them a reason tonight. That's all I'm asking out of you. But that's and that does come down to this question that I'm asking, and that is,
yes,
do you believe that this team will figure it out? Have you already made your mind up of what this team is? Do you think last night was a turning point? Last night I was texting back and forth with somebody from the Rangers front office. And we were kind of talking about Corey Seager, and Seager had a couple moments last night where he's swinging at low pitches, yeah. And I was like, that's not him. And then there was a curveball that Fried threw at him that he just looked foolish on. And the person was like, that's not, like, Seager does, it's very rare that he looks that way. And I said, he's going to find it. They're all going to find it at just the right time. I believe it. And I do. And then guess what? Josh Jung shoves it in my face from yesterday's tease about the discussion. And Jock Peterson shoves it in all of our faces based on yesterday's discussion. And everybody's kind of boiling pot point with him.
I'm not going to allow him to shove it in my face just yet.
All right.
Because it's one game. Okay. Now, you do this. If you become a viable member of the lineup, then you can shove it in all the faces you want.
Every face.
Okay. All the faces get the Jock Peterson treatment at that point. So, I mean, look, you're in it to win it right now, right? You're in the throes of a wild card run. You're in the throes of a divisional run. Now, again, the wild card aspect of it is far more attainable right now, and you're definitely much more in the hunt of that than you are the AL wild card. But again, this is an Astros team that, you know, a month ago looked like the best team in baseball.
Right.
Swept the Dodgers in L.A. and put a belt to butt doing it. Since then, they've looked quite mortal. In fact, I want to say they're, 2-8 or something like that in their last 10 games. So, you know, and again, you're this Rangers team who, oh, by the way, doesn't have to play the Seattle Mariners anymore. Which, again, if you face them, if you face them in the playoffs, that's a conversation we can have come September, early October. We'll live with that. But no, I am sold on this Texas Rangers team. I do want to – Corey Seager's going to be fine. I'm not worried about Corey Seager. I would like to see Jake Berger get back in the lineup sooner rather than later, because, again, if this tandem of Jake Berger and Jock Peterson is going to be kind of – and Rowdy Tellez, God bless him. But, I mean, there's a reason why he's been on four different teams in 8 years.
Yep.
All right. Mm-hmm. Brisket Sandoz notwithstanding, this is kind of who he is. One home run every, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? All right, you'll live with that. Unfortunately, if you have to live with that, then you're in a different conversation. But I have faith in Adolis. I have faith in Semien. I have faith in Seager. But the Youngs, the Himes, and the Peterson / Burgers of the world are going to be what determines whether or not this team makes a deep playoff run or gets in the playoffs.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And that's where I think, because somebody said they believe, but 2 through 4 has to wake up.
Yes. No, I don't disagree. I mean, you'd like to see them because they were hot. I mean, Semien was money in June.
And last night, 0-for-5 for Seager.
Yeah.
The only reason he scored the run, because he has one run on he was the ghost runner.
Yeah.
Or the zombie runner on second base in the 10th inning last night. 0-for-5 from Semien, 0-for-5 from Garcia. What you got last night was you got output from Wyatt Langford, Josh Jung, Ezekiel Duran. Mm. Now, Jock Peterson obviously had the home run that mattered so much, because you can't get to the 10th inning without that. Him. And, man, by the way, For me, there's a little bit of Babe Ruth in his swing. It looks like he just swings it from his belly button and just kind of, and that's how, like, I don't know.
It's Herculean praise by you.
Is it? I'm not saying he's Babe Ruth.
I mean, that's what it sounds
like. I'm just saying,
me.
If you ever watched Babe Ruth swing,
yeah.
because of what the way his body was built, he had to swing a certain way, and there's a little bit of that to it. That's what I'm saying. And he crushed it.
He did.
But last night,
he really did.
You got from 5, 6, 7, and 9 was where you got your most work last night. And actually 5, 6, and 9, Josh Smith did a little bit. Jonah Heim did a little bit. Those little dinkers that get through, those little hard hit ground balls that get through, those are just as good as a line shot single out into the outfield. Something that gets a runner on, something that gets a runner over. And that's where the Rangers have been struggling so much most of the season, but they're finding those moments where they can get runners on, move them over. You just, if your other three in the middle of the heart of your order are doing damage, then these guys, they can add to it. And then you're getting what you were asking for, Fred. Then you're getting those double-digit blowouts that really make you feel confident walking around crotch first.
But don't you agree, though? This is the difference with this Rangers team in the first week of August versus the last week of May or first week of June, where if Corey Seager, Adolis, and Semien went 0 for 15 in late May, early June, that's an L.
Mm-hmm.
That's an L all day, every day.
Yeah.
Whereas now you are getting, because that's the thing about baseball, and I, you know, that's one thing I always say about, you know, when you want a team that, like, you know, me being a Jayhawk, if a team's gonna make a run in the tournament in March, you got to have a third and fourth guy. On nights when your 1A and 1B alpha dogs are shooting 2 for 12 that night, who's that third and fourth guy that comes out of nowhere and gives you 15 and puts you over the top, right? Like, every championship team has that one or two guys that come out of nowhere and score.
And Josh Jung has to be that guy.
Josh Jung has to be that guy. Jock Peterson had to be that guy, right? To your point.
Ezekiel Duran.
Ezekiel Duran had to be that guy last night. Kyle Higashioka has been that guy several different times bottom half of the order, right?
Yep.
So you need to have consistency. Again, when the Astros took care of the Dodgers a few weeks ago, there was one game where, you know, their 1 through 5 guys, I think, went like 2 for 12, 2 for 13 or something crazy like that in the first three innings. But yet your you know, 6 through 9 guys, you know, were like 6 of 7 or something crazy like that and had 2 home runs. So that's what it takes offensively if you're going to have a team that's going to make a run come September, October.
The there was a couple moments last night. Patrick Corbin had to walk Giancarlo Stanton, formerly Mike Stanton,
can't walk, right?
He got runners on. Yeah, he can't walk. Is that what
the deal is?
His body's broken down, man. I don't know exactly.
That fell off
just
quick.
Muscles don't, you know. But last night, they had to intentionally walk it, and they were able to get out of situations because you don't want to pitch to that guy, honestly. Like,
he can still hit.
You saw what he did. He had a line drive that was maybe 30 feet off the ground, dead center.
He can't run, but he can hit.
And so last night, there was a lot. Like, Yankees fans today are losing their damn minds because you walked a guy to get to the guy that hit the home run on you last night.
Yeah.
And that is, I think, they did the right thing last night. You put yourself in a situation where you can have a force out at any bag. Wyatt Langford was already 2 for 3 at that point tonight. He was getting on. He had a double. He's doing the things that Wyatt Langford we expect him to do. And the Yankees were like, we got a runner on second. I know Corey Seager isn't going to score from second. I know that's not going to happen unless it's deepest or a home run. Unless it's the deepest part of the outfield and it rolls around, he's not pushing it.
No.
But when you put him on, now again, you have force outs, and then Josh Jung gets the pitch. He worked the pitcher over for that pitch.
Mm-hmm.
That, like, and you saw that last night. Jock Peterson worked the pitcher over for the pitch that he got that he hit out.
Yeah.
And that was what the impatience of Rangers hitters early in the season was. I'm going up there. I'm a Ranger. I crush.
Yeah.
Every pitch I hit should go out. And now you're starting to see these guys really work pitchers and put themselves in a good position for a play like that. Josh Jung's big problem early was he was impatient.
Yeah.
Then when Brett Boone got here, and somebody suggested, by the way, Fred, stop going back to June 7th. Is it June or July? So June 7th?
No, June 7th is the date that people keep throwing out.
Go back to the day that Brett Boone was brought on. And I don't remember exactly what day that is.
I'm just telling you what MLB is saying.
I'm giving you an opportunity to change it and to twist it and to say, hey, since then.
I'm just telling you, because I heard Choppy say this on the morning show, that since June 7th, the Rangers had the number one offense in baseball.
Yeah. No, and it's...
And look, it's not... I mean, it's a great stat.
Yeah, I love it too. But I love knowing that.
I just laugh because it's such an arbitrary date.
And so, again...
Game 2 of that National Series.
But when Brett Boone got here, Josh Jung was one of the first people. And you go back to Evan Grant wrote a story on it. Jared talked about it. When Josh Jung does it, other players do it too.
Yeah.
Because they see this guy who's been an impatient swinger anyway is taking his time, working a pitcher over, getting lots of pitches out of the guy until, hey, I'm going to foul the ball off as many times as I can until you give me the one that I can put over the fence. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened last night. And honestly, go back to the World Series season. Rangers did that too. That Adolis walk-off to win in the World Series. What he did against the Astros. He worked pitchers over until he finally got the one that he said, okay, now I can rock this. And so that's what this team has to get back to, the discipline that it takes to be that kind of hitting team. And when they do...
Which they've done against everybody except Seattle.
Because of their pitching, they're going to be dangerous.
I agree.
And so if I'm asking today, 877-881-1053, do you believe in this team? Eovaldi's the reason I believe. Mm-hmm. I believe that, I call him a bulldog. Colby Lewis was a bulldog. Yeah. I'm going to give you innings. I'm fighting for everything. I'm scrapping for everything. Jacob DeGrom's the Lamborghini. Nathan Eovaldi is your platinum Chevrolet pickup truck.
There you go.
All right. He's the one that's out there giving you tough innings. He's battling for you. You know that everybody can pile into the back of that truck and take off with him. And so because he's on this team, that's why I still believe. And tonight, I think we're going to get another episode of that.
I believe because of Bochy. I believe because of Bruce Bochy. Again, every other year, he's shown it time and time again. This is what he does. He wins World Series, and he just knows. You talked about it in the first hour of the program. He just knows how to relate to players. He knows how to push buttons, and not in a negative way, but where to put people. And I know a lot of people were complaining, why is Jock Peterson in the fifth hole, this, that, and the other? The bottom line is this. While Jock Peterson, and yes, I'm sure all the fans can ask all the questions in the world, why is he pitching, or why is he in the fifth hole in the lineup? In Bochy we trust, all right? Because guys are not questioning. They understand the method to Bochy's madness. Bochy is going to give you the opportunity to get out of your funk, and if you don't get out of your funk, you can't walk away saying to yourself, well, look, I was just starting to get into a rhythm, and then he yanked me out. No. He's going to give you a shot, and you saw it, and guess what? You saw it pay off last night.
From the 972, Haggerty, Higgy, Duran starting to hit like we need them to. From the 945, still wildly shocked we're this far above 500 when most of the season we were on the cusp of giving up on the season for months. That's from Bailey the Bird. From the 214, in August, the time for a turnaround has passed. This Rangers team is what it is at this point. We can get 100% get excited about nights like last night, but don't let them fool you. And then from the 682, I never saw Babe Ruth because I didn't have Victory Plus back then.
That's a good point.
Yeah, and there's not a confirmation that if you have Victory Plus, it's going to be beneficial. Although I do have a strategy for you, Fred.
It was good last night.
Unplug your TV for 2 minutes.
I've heard
let it
that.
Hard boot, and then get the refresher going.
The TV
right
or
there.
The router?
The TV. Let the TV hard boot, hard reboot. That's what I've done this before. I'm not guaranteeing it's going to work, but sometimes you just it's a smart TV.
Yeah,
it's like your computer. It's got some cache going on. It's got some stuff built up. You just need to refresh it. So
I mean, it's funny. It doesn't do that for any of my other apps, though.
Just saying. From the 817, unfortunately, I do not believe in this team. The offense too inconsistent. They've shown what they are, unfortunately. And then from the 254, absolutely, I believe that we have a nasty lineup with most dangerous pitching staff. They look like they're returning to fundamental baseball again. And that's, hey, man, I love it. We're split right now. Yeah. Hopefully by the end of the season, we'll all be together on this. And hopefully tonight, Rangers fans will be lighting that place up. And Yankees fans will be like, why did we even show up in here?